This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome from Stanford University campus, from the Hoover Institution, Paul Gregory, and two young women who helped me understand modern Russia, Russia today, watching this tragedy in Ukraine, the young people of Russia, watching it and responding in important fashion. I introduce Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, my colleague for many years, the professor, and with Paul are Lubov Sobel, who is the host of Navalny Live, a YouTube channel that communicates directly to the Russian speakers of the planet, not just in Russia, but in the diaspora, about the depredations visited most recently by the decisions in the Kremlin to attack Ukraine, to continue this war, but also the heavy boot on the Russian people these last years by the surveillance state headed up by Vladimir Putin. And it's wonderful to greet again Mariana Yarovskaya, the director of Women of the Gulag, director and producer, a film that has been shown throughout campuses around the world these last years. Last time Mariana and I were together was before the pandemic. Now it's after the pandemic. The irony is that at that time we were celebrating the fact that Aeroflot, Russian Airlines, was going to show Women of the Gulag, a story of survivors of the Gulag who were very old but had their stories to tell. It was going to be shown on Aeroflot Airline, an airline that is no longer flying. So I greet you all, and I welcome especially your comments. Mariana, I start with you because since we last met, you've seen Russia before Ukraine crisis and after Ukraine crisis. Has it changed profoundly in the people's interest in your film, Mariana, because you're about the persecution of the Russian people 100 years ago? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you, John. I think that, yes, the situation has changed drastically. And I think the attitude of television officials has changed as well. First of all, they showed my film censored. They deleted the very ending of the film Women of the Gulag, where I had Stalin's and Putin's doubles posing for photographers on the Red Square. When television Channel 2 bought the film, they just cut out the last 40 seconds where we had Stalin's double hugging Putin's double and waving at the photographers. And they said that it's just the television programming time did not allow for these 40 seconds to fit in. There was no interest after that.
No interest after that in Russia, yes, but there's interest around the world. And Paul, your comment about Women of the Gulag, has it achieved what you hope, Paul, to make it very clear that this information is important to the world, especially because the Kremlin fears it? Have you achieved that, Paul?
I believe we have with the film, because my thought always was this has to become a personal matter with the viewer. And there's been an enormous amount of historical work on the Gulag, victims, et cetera, but too little attention paid to the individual victims of this. So in that sense, I think we've changed the way people look at this, at the Gulag repression.
The Gulag today in the 22nd century includes the persecution of a man named Navalny, a very prominent name in Russia, somewhat known in America because of the jailing of Mr. Navalny these last 2 years and the persecution by the Kremlin personally, trying to kill him and then locking him up for X number of years. And I welcome again Lubov Sobel, who is the host of Navalny Live, a YouTube channel that communicates to the people in Russia and in the diaspora and Russian speaking important news about Ukraine and about Navalny. Lubov, a very good evening to you. Welcome back. Last time we conversed, you were going to bring messages from your audience who were communicating with you. I've read a few of them on some of the programs you've made concerned with sanctioning MPs who have businesses overseas, all very careful and inside baseball. So can you give us some of the first of all, I greet you. And second of all, can you give us some of the comments that you've gained these last weeks from people commenting on your channel? Good evening to you, Lubov.
Hello, thank you for having me and for giving me the opportunity to talk about what is going on in Russia. And our subscribers on YouTube channels, Russians of all ages, denounce the war. And but the older generation mostly watches Putin's television, and the Kremlin and Putin control television quite tightly. So they say that Putin is a peacemaker who stops the war, that the West unleashed. And the younger generation uses the internet more and therefore trusts Putin's propaganda less. So, for example, here's a story from Russia, from Irkutsk City, from a subscriber of our YouTube channel. A very heartbreaking and close topic to me. My grandmother is a child of the Second World War. When I communicate with her on these issues, she retells me news from TV channels and very up-to-date news and in detail. And when I ask her, did you see the footage of the destroyed Mariupol in Ukraine? She doesn't want to talk, goes into denial and excuses, becomes aggressive when I just stop arguing because the person is elderly. Neither mother, no father, no grandmother, no grandfather refuse to perceive other versions of what is happening. They say about me that I'm young and silly. No, I think everything is fine with my education and perception. We greatly underestimated the power of propaganda. We joked, laughed at all of sort of Solovyovs and Kisilovs, but brainwashing since 2014 has not gone unnoticed. That's one comment. And there is another comment from Krasnodar City. Hello. We had a class hour where we were told about the Nazis. There were also
Nazis.
There were also many drawings with the letter Z at school. A poster also appeared on A4 sheet, which spoke about the support of the special operation. Everyone in our class is against the war, no war. Another comment from Denis Orlov from Russia. Hello, I am from the city of Blagoveshchensk, Amur region. I study in the 18th grade. Every day we are forced to walk in the full dress, wear St. George ribbons, line up and take pictures with drawings, posters. We do not leave our own to the motherland. No one asks anyone. They put us before the fact. My classmates lined up, and I said that my stomach hurts and ran out of the classroom. I try to come up with different excuses every time. Younger generation, and they just trying to fight against this propaganda in schools and in their families.
Lubov, these are very helpful comments. I want to interpret them. We're talking about one young person, male or female, I wasn't sure, who finds at home mother, father, grandfather, grandmother will not engage, will not talk about what he or she is learning on your channel. Is that how you take this, that he or she takes it to mom and dad and they say, go away? Or what you said, they regard your subscriber is saying is silly? They call him silly?
It's silly, you're just young and you don't understand anything in real life. And I think it's not true because young people, they use the internet more and they have different sources and they just watch different medias and they understand what is going on. And there is another comment and I want to say some words about it because it's very good question. This war cut off my future in other countries for me as a teenager, says a person from St. Petersburg. And for Russian teenagers in their country, now I live with shame and hopelessness. Everyone says that we are children and we do not understand anything. But is it impossible to understand at the age of 14 that it is unacceptable to kill people? I think this is a good question.
I take these comments as extremely useful. Paul, I call upon you because you've done Russian history for the last more than 100 years, but certainly since the revolution. Have you seen a phenomenon like this, Paul, before where the young people are the ones with a political consciousness and the older people are in denial? Is this what it was like during the Gulag, Paul?
Well, during the Gulag, there was no internet, which makes a big difference. There was only official press, and then there was samizdat, where you put together somehow an informal document, like the Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago was samizdat. So what we have is a unique situation here, which does not go back in time. And that situation is that the Putin regime understood from the very beginning the importance of propaganda, the fight for the mind, and the effort that they've put in this dwarfs Hitler's efforts. And it is, unfortunately, a successful approach where the only hope appears to be the young people about whom Lyubov is speaking.
I'm speaking with Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, Lyubov Sobel of Navalny Live, her YouTube channel, the YouTube channel she guides, and Mariana Yarovskaya, the filmmaker of Women of the Gulag. And when we come back, I'm going to speak to Mariana about what she's learning from this event, these events on Navalny Live, because that's happening every day. This is not frozen in time. This is not archival material. It's fresh. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.